We are here today to invite you into a possibility. But let us begin by having us share a little bit of our own experience over the past 30 years. This was part of a reinvention 30 years ago. And over the past 30 years, I've come to see my sexual relationship with Marlene as a sacred practice. I'm actively choosing to see her as a goddess, as the divine feminine, with whom I give and receive pleasure and connection. And often when this happens, there's magic in the air. I use the word glamour sometimes. It's an old pagan term, and glamour is to see the beauteous in the ordinary. And that's what happens here with me. Anyway, together, when we're giving and receiving pleasure, we're not old people. We're timeless. We're always full of beauty. It's a really amazing experience if we can stay in the present as we are practicing our sexual interaction. Sometimes Marlene's body, soul, mind become a sacred, beauteous, luminous being. Yes, big words, but it's really like that for me. It is truly a spiritual experience. I am actively choosing to open myself to this kind of experience. And it really is so much tied up with being present, with a capital P. And throughout this course, we are going to be exploring multiple practices, skills, and tools of how to become present, how to open to appreciation, how to set intentions, how to choose, and being curious as we engage in this together. I'd like to also at this time share a picture of the divine feminine that I drew about 30 years ago when I was starting to go through this transformation.
So my own journey to seeing my sexual relationship as a spiritual path has been very, very different. It is focused more on learning to love myself. To love myself in many ways and on many levels. For whatever reason, my personality, my childhood experiences, and probably also the experiences of my ancestors, loving myself was not easy or natural. Now, an opening of the heart is essential, an essential aspect of spirituality. So for me, it needed to begin with opening my heart to myself and accepting that Bob sees me as an open heart.
Deep sexual experience is far beyond the rational mind. In fact, it's beyond sensory focus, although that's part of it. It's even beyond purely emotional experiences. I consciously cultivate this spiritual quest that is beyond all of the ordinary ways of seeing sexual experience between two people.
So we will be sharing lots of our own experiences and lots of activities for you to cultivate. Specifically, I will be sharing my practice of learning to love myself and lots of other things that has opened me up to.
Spiritual experiences are by their very nature not predictable. Now, if you go into the forest or to the mountaintop with an expectation that you're going to have a spiritual experience, it's not likely going to happen. You have an expectation, and expectations often don't happen the way you think they should. Predictability is goal-oriented, and what we're talking here is not being goal-oriented. Deep, playful sexual experiences are an amazing game of improvisation. You may begin by saying, here's what we're going to start now, doing this or doing that. But as soon as you get into it, it's all improv. And so it's so important that you need to open up to being curious and exploratory when you engage in a sexual experience together.
So to get you started, we'd like to lead you in a short activity to explore your possible past experience of the sacred. Have a piece of paper and something to write with or draw with handy. Begin by centering yourself with your breath. And then begin to remember a time when you experienced a sense of the sacred, when you felt connected to something bigger than yourself, or when you felt that love for yourself or for someone else. Here are some possibilities: falling in love, a special time in a special place, being present at the birth of a child, giving birth to a child, a time when you felt treasured, cherished, valued, a time when you felt deep appreciation for someone else, letting go of cherished loved ones at their deathbed, or cherished pets. As you remember your own experience, what was around you? What could you see? What else was there? What smells were present? Were there any sounds that remind you of this special sacred experience? Was touch an important part of this experience? Was taste? As you remember this sacred experience, pay attention to your own body sensations right now. What's happening inside your body as you remember? Spend as much time as you would like recalling this special experience, and then jot down some words, draw an image, record your body sensations. And when you're complete, share with your partner. Notice your body sensations as you are sharing your experience of the sacred.